In the name of Jesus Christ, the strong shepherd, amen. The text that engages us is verse 28 of John chapter 10, in which Jesus says, "My sheep will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand." You may be seated. Very clear here in this text that Jesus is using the imagery of sheep and shepherd, and that's true of this entire chapter in which this verse was taken from, John chapter 10, commonly understood as the Good Shepherd chapter, the appointed gospel reading for Good Shepherd Sunday, which is coming up. But I have to confess that I'm not all that familiar with sheep or shepherds. I have not had much exposure to them, encounters with sheep or shepherds. The only actual incident that I can recall in which I touched a sheep was many years ago when I took my sons to a petting farm when they were very small and there were little lambs and sheep and we petted them. That's about as close as I get to sheep. Although I do commonly wear wool suits. So even now, my suit is wool. I guess that is my close engagement with sheep in that way. I'm even less familiar with shepherds. I can't recall ever meeting a shepherd out in the field and engaging in conversation with a shepherd. The closest thing I've come to a real operating shepherd, I guess, is our own Professor Mars. Who grew up on a sheep herding farm in Kansas, and so he can speak much more intelligently about this subject than I can. I'm not familiar with sheep and shepherds. My suspicion is that you're not very familiar with them either. But the people to whom Jesus was speaking, they were very familiar with sheep, with shepherds. Ancient Palestine was a very pastoral countryside. The flocks of sheep dotted the hillsides all the way from the Judean wilderness to the Shephelah to the Galilean hillsides. This was a very, very familiar scene to the people. And so Jesus uses this imagery, this metaphor, to help them better understand his relationship with them. His relationship with human beings, his relationship with us. Now, this metaphor of sheep and shepherds is a very rich metaphor. There are many points of association that we could make, that this chapter makes, that other passages in Scripture that use this imagery make. The shepherd leads his flock, guides the sheep. The shepherd feeds and nourishes the sheep. The shepherd seeks out the lost. All of those are found in Scripture. But the one spiritual application that I want to make here, because our text makes it, is the shepherd protects the flock. The shepherd serves as the protector of the sheep. This is the point I think Jesus is making very clearly here. He says, "My sheep will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand." It's an expression of protection for the sheep. And boy, do sheep need protection. Sheep are inherently helpless creatures, dependent creatures, vulnerable animals. They have no natural self-defense mechanisms. They just are vulnerable. They need protectors. And that's why shepherds are so critical, because only a shepherd can protect the sheep from the attack of an enemy, be it a predator like a wolf or a lion or a thief, sheep rustlers. Only shepherds can do that. And the really, really good shepherds are those who will defend their sheep to the death. They'll lay down their lives for the sheep. But this is a very important truth that I want you to hear. And the truth is that the safety of sheep is only as sure as the strength of the shepherd. Let me say that again. The safety of sheep is only as secure as the strength of the shepherd. So a shepherd may even give his life in defense of the sheep, but if he cannot prevail over the enemy, the sheep are still lost. The shepherd must be strong to protect the sheep. I'm reminded of a story of a man named Amiel. Amiel was a fairly simple man, but he was very strong. He lived in the high plains of Middle America and tended to animals, including sheep. And one day he heard commotion in the sheep pen. And so he went to check out what the problem was, and he saw what he perceived to be his neighbor's dog in that sheep pen chasing the sheep. He had had some trouble with this dog before, and so he leaped the gate into the sheep pen and separated the dog from the sheep. But then the dog turned on Amiel, attacked him. And in a ferocious hand-to-jaw combat, they battled it out until Amiel's strength prevailed. He was able to break the neck of the dog, kill this dog. But he was severely wounded in the process. He then gathered up the limp, lifeless body of this animal and carried it to his neighbor's house and confronted his neighbor, but he did so apologetically. He said, "I'm sorry that I killed your dog, but it was attacking my sheep." The neighbor looked at the lifeless animal and his eyes widened, and he declared, "That's not my dog. That's a wolf. You killed a wolf with your bare hands." And indeed, Amiel had done that because he was strong enough to defend his sheep. So, what's the spiritual application of this image, this metaphor for us today? Well, it's very clear that the image implies we are the sheep. That means, spiritually speaking, we are the helpless ones. We are the dependent ones. We are the vulnerable ones from our spiritual enemies, Satan, the hordes of demons, the world, sin, death, and hell themselves. And of our own strength, we would not prevail. We're too weak. We're defenseless against these great powers. Luther puts it very well in his hymn, "Through might of ours could not be done, soon were the loss effected. Through our own might, we would surely lose." And maybe today, you're feeling the attack and the onslaught of the evil one. Maybe today, as we're approaching the end of the semester, you are exhausted. You're overwhelmed. You're tired. You're lacking of strength. Strength to endure. And the assaults of the evil one are upon you, tempting you to take shortcuts, to cheat on your papers or exams, or to ignore the work that is your responsibility. Maybe it's even to the point of bringing you to despair and unbelief. You feel the attack, the assault of the evil one, and you have no strength. You need the strength of another. Well, Luther's hymn here gives us hope, because he declares, "But for us fights the valiant one, whom God himself elected. Ask ye, who is this? Jesus Christ it is, of Sabaoth, Lord. He is the one who comes as your defender. He is the one who comes as your protector. He is the one who comes as your strength, strength in your weakness." And he came as the incarnate one, and he engaged in mortal conflict with these enemies, Satan, sin, death, hell themselves. And in the process, he was severely wounded, bloodied, bleeding, and he died. He laid down his life for the flock. But he promised in John, he said, "I have the power to lay down my life, and I have the power to take it up again." That's power. That's strength. As the writer to the Hebrews says, "The God of peace brought up from the dead the great shepherd of the sheep through the blood of the everlasting covenant." And through his great power and strength, he now has crushed the skull of the evil one. And he brings life and immortality to light through the gospel. For Christ is risen. Alleluia. He prevailed. Easter affirms it. He rose the unconquerable victor. And he gives us this promise: "My sheep shall never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand," out of his nail-pierced hand, out of his risen and glorified hand, out of his mighty hand. No one will snatch them out. For the safety of the sheep is only as sure as the strength of the shepherd, as the strength of his hand. Every morning and every evening, I pray the prayers that Luther composed. Quite possibly you do as well, his morning and evening prayers. And they are different to some degree, but there is one line that is constant in both. And that is the line, "Into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul and all things, that the wicked foe may have no power over me." Daily, multiple times in the day, we entrust ourselves into his hands, his strong hands, his secure hands, his mighty hands, for there we are safe. The safety of the sheep is only as sure as the strength of the shepherd. The safety of you, sheep, is sure because of the strength of your shepherd. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ, your great and strong shepherd, now and forevermore. Amen.